From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Here's the news, I'm Putri. First, the national news. This Java provincial government has prepared two ships that will be used to provide health services and expedite COVID-19 vaccinations among coastal communities. The two ships will be optimized to provide health services and vaccinations to residents living on islands. This was stated by East Java Governor Hovifah Indar Parawansa, as quoted by Antara on Saturday. One of the ships belonging to the East Java Provincial Government and will be manned by medical personnel provided by Brawijaya University Malang. Meanwhile, the second ship will be operated by the Erlangga University in Surabaya. According to the governor, the two ships will provide health services to people residing on outlying islands and getting difficulty in reaching land. As many as 78.54 million Indonesian citizens have received their first COVID-19 dose as of 12 p.m. local time on Saturday, September 18th. According to the COVID-19 Handling Task Force report, an additional 1.1 million people received the first dose of vaccination on Saturday. Meanwhile, the total number of people who received the second dose or were fully vaccinated against COVID-19 reached 44.7 million people. For a third dose, which is being administered to health workers, the number of recipients reached 838,000 nationwide. Indonesian coffee business people won a commitment to sell 30 containers of coffee or about 600 tons of West Nusa Tenggara coffee beans through the Istanbul COFEX exhibition in Turkey. Indonesia through Pavilion Indonesia will participate as a focus country at COFEX Istanbul 2021, taking place from 15 to 18th of September 2021. The Indonesian Consul General in Istanbul, Imam As'ari, explained that this year is the first time Indonesia has participated in COFEX Istanbul 2021 and immediately became a focus country. The Indonesian Consul General in Istanbul facilitated four Indonesian cafe businesses, namely Java Priangar Lestari Mandiri, the Young Indonesian Exporter Community or KEMI Turkey, Antur Cafe, and Ephraim Cafe Indonesia. The participants at the Indonesian Pavilion presented more than 20 Indonesian specialty coffees with various flavors, as well as several tea and brown sugar products. Now we move to the international news. A freight train departed Wuwei City, northwest China's Gansu province for London on Saturday, September 18th, launching the new route of China-Europe freight train service. According to the China Railway Lanzhou Bureau Group Co. Ltd., the train is loaded with 12 million masks, over 35,000 medical gloves, auto parts and textiles, worth over 16.72 million yuan or about 2.59 million US dollars in total. The train will exit China via the Korgos port in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region and arrive in London in 20 days, about 10 days shorter than by sea. Wuwei has seen the departure of 5 China-Europe freight trains this year, with a total value of goods reaching 106 million yuan. A A city in Southeast China hit by COVID-19 told residents on Saturday to stay home and closed various venues as infections spread in the country's latest hotspot during a key holiday travel season. The government of Xiamen, in a series of notices, told residents not to leave home unnecessarily, closed parks, scenic spots, and sports venues, and halted mass activities including tours, fairs, and performances. The measures short of a full lockdown came on the first of the four-day mid-autumn festival holidays, a peak travel season across China. Xiamen, a scenic city of 5 million, is one of four cities in the Fujian province, China's latest coronavirus hotspot, that have reported cases in recent days. Britain said on Saturday it would work with the energy industry to try to stem the fallout from soaring gas prices after fears grew that more energy providers and food producers would struggle to operate with such high costs. Business Minister Kwasi Kwarteng said he had been reassured that the security of gas supply was not a cause for immediate concern, but he would work with providers to manage the wider implications of the global gas price increase. A jump in gas prices has already forced several domestic energy suppliers out of business and has shut fertilizer plants that also produce carbon dioxide used to stun animals before slaughter and prolong the shelf life of food. Vietnam has approved Cuba's Abdala vaccine for use against the coronavirus, the government said on Saturday, September 18th, as the Southeast Asian country is battling its worst outbreak. Abdala becomes the 8th COVID-19 vaccine approved for use in Vietnam, which has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the region, with only 6.3% of its 98 million people having received at least two shots. The announcement came hours after President Nguyen Xuan Phuc left Hanoi for an official visit to Havana. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Week is on Indonesia to hold G20 presidency. Indonesia will hold the G20 presidency from December 1, 2021 to November 2022. The handover of the presidency will take place at the G20 summit in Rome, Italy on 30th and 31st of October. This is the first time for Indonesia to have held the position since the association was founded in 1999. In her statement last Thursday, September 14th, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi said the election of Indonesia to hold the G20 presidency is a big responsibility. She said the Indonesian presidency will take the theme Recover Together, Recover Stronger. The theme is related to the estimated world situation in 2022 that the world will not be completely out of the COVID-19 pandemic from the health aspect. The World Health Organization, WHO, hopes that by the end of 2021, countries in the world can vaccinate up to 40% of their population and reach 70% by mid-2022. From the economic aspect, Retno Marsudi said, after falling to minus 3.2% previously, in 2021, there will be a positive trend of world economic growth, which is predicted to reach 6% and is expected to continue in 2022. In terms of geopolitics, it is estimated that the rivalry between the big powers will continue, the lack of trust will still stand out. Against the backdrop of the world situation, as long as Indonesia is in the G20 presidency, the main spirit is to recover together. According to Retno Marsudi, this effort requires a spirit of solidarity, cooperation, collaboration, partnership, and inclusivity. She emphasized that inclusiveness will be one of the keywords in Indonesian presidency, which will not only pay attention to the interests of G20 members, but also developing countries and vulnerable groups, because this is the DNA of Indonesia's foreign policy. Retno Marsudi also explained that as the future leader of the G20, Indonesia has the right to determine the presidential logo. Indonesia will use the basic red and white logo, which is a representation of the Indonesian flag. Inside the logo, there are gunungan or mountain and kawung motifs. Gunungan describes Indonesia's active role in bringing the world into a new phase of joint recovery after the COVID-19 pandemic, while the kawung motif symbolizes perfection, justice, and strength. The combination of gunungan and kawung will be seen as tendrils of plants that continue to grow. According to her, all of this represents the spirit of collective economic recovery. And it was Spotlight of this week.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Begin today in history with September 19, 1945, the Yamato Hotel incident. The Yamato Hotel incident was the tearing of the blue color on the Dutch flag that flew at the Yamato Hotel Surabaya on September 19, 1965. This incident occurred due to the failure of negotiations between Sudirman, the resident or mayor of Surabaya, and the Dutch who was trying to regain its colonial rule in Indonesia after World War II, represented by W.V.C. Ploegman, to lower the Dutch tricolored Dutch flag. The crowd outside the hotel, knowing that the negotiation situation was not going well, immediately broke into the Yamato Hotel. Some of the youth scrambled up to the top of the hotel to lower the Dutch flag. After the incident at the Yamato Hotel on October 27, 1945, the first battle between Indonesia and the Dutch army AFNE broke out. Turning to 1945, the Ikada Grand Rally. Today, 74 years ago, on September 19, 1945 to be exact, or 1 month after the proclamation of Indonesian independence, around 300,000 people gathered at Ikada Square, or now Monas, Jakarta. Those who gathered at Ikada Square had one unanimous determination, namely to defend the independence of Indonesia, which was only 1 month old. The former Vice President of Indonesia, Adam Malik, quoted from Kompas Daily, September 21, 1979, considered the event as a drum for war against the Dutch army to defend independence. It is not without reason. The meeting was able to ignite the spirit of the Indonesian people so that war against the Dutch was inevitable in various parts of Indonesia, including the 10th of November incident in Surabaya. Thank you. with September 19, 2017, the Puebla earthquake, Mexico. The 2017 Puebla earthquake shook on September 19, 2017, with an estimated magnitude of 7.1, about 55 kilometers south of the city of Puebla. This earthquake caused damage in several Mexican states of Puebla, Morelos, and the Greater Mexico City area, including the collapse of more than 40 buildings. At least 248 people died because of this earthquake. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our podcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a question from our listener in Pakistan, Kalab Abbas. Hello sir, it is Borobudur Temple. Borobudur, also transcribed Barabudur, is a 7th century Mahayana Buddhist temple in Magelang Regency,not far from the town of Muntilan in Central Java, Indonesia. It is the world's largest Buddhist temple, and I am, as Indonesian, proud to have it. Hopefully, someday you can visit the temple. Now I will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Friday night, staying up late.Laying down side to side, feels like nothing to be afraid of anything, just enjoy the ride. Hold me, hold me, hold me closer, don't hesitate, it's alright. Love the way you kiss my shoulder, even though we know it ain't right.
Hold me, hold me, hold me closer.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali stated that sport plays an important role in strengthening the nation's character, strengthening unity, diversity, and nationalism. Minister Zainuddin Amali said this in the 9th Merdeka Barat Forum discussion entitled PON 20 Papua, Build Nationalism and Togetherness, which was held virtually on Monday afternoon. He mentioned a number of important elements in relation to sports to build nationalism and togetherness. First is discipline. If an athlete is not disciplined, he will be left behind and his coach will expel him. The second is hard work. He said that the average of all athletes have this characteristic. The third is sportsmanship, which is the spirit of sports, and then a sense of optimism. None of the athletes said that they were not optimistic. Minister Zainuddin Amali took the example of Indonesian athletes with disabilities who successfully won 9 medals at the Tokyo Paralympics. According to him, they are enthusiastic in showing that there is no difference from non-disabled athletes. In addition, the one that is no less important in the world of sports is cooperation. No matter how good an athlete in physique, technique, and ability, but if he or she can't work together, then the team will not succeed and there will be no achievements. According to Minister Zainuddin Amali, the characters possessed by athletes can strengthen the nation's character, strengthen unity, diversity, and nationalism. He gave an example during the 2018 Asian Games. At the time, the political temperature in Indonesia was also warm ahead of the 2019 presidential election contest. At the time, the martial arts athlete Hanifan Yudani Kusuma, who won the gold medal, managed to unite the two presidential candidates on stage, namely Joko Widodo and Prabowo Subianto. She hopes this will get everyone's attention. Again, do not just see the end of the achievement. What is produced by coaching from upstream to downstream is the real sport. And listener, that was my Indonesia for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to a message from Messenger which was sent by Gomidi Mohamed in Algeria. Hello sir, as information, we have VOI International Quiz and some other competition now. Maybe you can join them. We also will hold a listeners virtual meeting in October 2021. Please visit our website voinews.id for more details. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Dalamnya lautan akan kuarungi, gunung yang menjulang pastikan ku daki.
Rintangan yang datang takkan menghalangi segala niat yang telah kita yakini.
Kadang aku harus menyatu dan juga saling melengkapi untuk menggapai semua.
pasti bisa.
RRI was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Sembukan Beach is located in Sembukan Hamlet, Paranggupito District, Wonogiri, Rejanse. It is approximately 40 kilometers at the southern end of the region, or approximately 2 hours from the city of Wonogiri. This beach has a beautiful natural atmosphere. Some people even say this is God's masterpiece at the end of Wonogiri. Beach has rocks that form beautiful hills. In addition, the stretch of coral on this beach is an enchanting attraction for tourists. The large rocks that stand proudly on the beach are the main attraction for tourists who love rock climbing, although there is no official path for this activity. Sharp rocks that dominate the shoreline is the hallmark of Sembukan Beach in Wonogiri, causes the beach to be less comfortable for swimming and playing in water. Besides that, the waves at Sembukan Beach are also huge, so this beach is not recommended for swimming. On the other hand, it is a wonderful place for fishing. Here, tourists can fish while enjoying the stunning natural scenery of the sea and also the view of the limestone hills that add to the exoticism of this beach in Wonogiri. Even though it is located at the end of the region and remote from the city, which makes this place ideally quiet and peaceful, the access to Sembukan Beach is pretty good. During the trip, you will see the fantastic combination of karst rock hills and plants typical of the region. Solo area, getting to Wonogiri is very easy. Apart from using buses or cars, you can also try taking the train from Purwosari Station in Solo to Wonogiri Station. The length of the journey by train, called the rail bus, is approximately 1 hour 45 minutes. Then from Wonogiri Station, you can rent a car to get to Sembukan Beach. After exploring the beauty of Sembukan Beach, you can enjoy some fresh young coconut accompanied by fried snacks typical of the area while listening to the sound of the waves crashing against the big rocks. So, if you happen to be in Central Java, especially Solo, and want to relax for a while, take time to visit Sembukan Beach. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
At our segment Listeners Mailbag, I want to remind our listeners throughout the world. Have you signed up for Hello Listeners? If not yet, just click the link bit.ly/hl-voi. I repeat again, bit.ly/hl-voi, and register now. We will see you in a virtual meeting with Indonesian voice listeners around the world. Well, listeners, wherever you are, here is a beautiful song for you.
people tend to judge on the things they don't even know about my life. And all this headache keeps coming in, comes and go without no surprise. No wonder you hate with no reason why. Just caught up in stories that are passing by. There's no point digging all the lies that are just crunching someone's life. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming, coming. Keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. I'm a warrior. To worry about a thing that goes passing by. Just live your life as you like, as you don't need to prove to prove all fools. No one know they hear me, no reason why. Just gotta be stories that are passing by. There's no point in feeling all the shame that's making you live in vain. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, ain't nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming. Now I'm a warrior. Getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming, coming. Keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. I'm a warrior, 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 I'm a warrior.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, one of the toll roads in Indonesia, namely the AP Petarani Elevated Toll Road in Makassar, South Sulawesi, won an award in the High Volume Road category at the 2nd MINO Best Project Award International event organized by Road Engineering for Asia and Australia. This award was presented at the 2nd MINO Best Project Award ceremony at its 16th conference in Manila, which was held virtually from September 13th to 15th, 2021. President Director of PT Marga Utama Nusantara Construction Company, Dani Hasan, revealed that the AP Petarani Elevated Toll Road Makassar is Indonesia's representative in this international event. Dani, as reported by investor.id on Friday, September 17th, said this award will be a spirit and motivation to continue to support the development of national infrastructure that can provide benefits to the wider community, improve the regional economy, and have a positive impact on the environment. Petarani Elevated Toll Road Project won the trust of the Indonesian Road Development Association to represent Indonesia after going through various stages since May 2020. The winner in the high-volume road category is a road or bridge project that contributes to economic and social development. Aspects of the assessment include the effectiveness and socio-economic impact on the community, safety and security of road users, technical excellence, technology and innovation in design and construction, as well as the impact of the toll road on environmental friendliness and awareness. The existence of the 4.3 km AP Petarani Elevated Toll Road is considered to have various positive impacts that can encourage economic and social improvement on a regional scale. Construction of the elevated toll road applies the concept of design and build using the latest technology in the construction sector, as well as planning and implementation innovations have just been implemented for the first time in Indonesia. The development has also implemented the concept of green infrastructure that prioritizes elements of safety and security to achieve zero fatal accidents. The toll road can provide easy mobility, distribution of goods and logistics 4 times faster than before, so as to optimize the function of the toll road network in Makassar City, which connects economic nodes, airports, ports, industrial estates, and offices. That's miscellany for today.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Pandanglah ke depan, kau lihat ufuk fajar harapan. Kita hidup dalam persahabatan, kita melangkah menuju kemenangan.
Matahari bersinar benderang, menyinari cita-cita gemilang. Walau mendung datang menantang, kita tegar berani.
Oh,
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩 保护我
Evite la difusión del coronavirus Cortar la cadena de transmisión Usando máscaras correctamente Mi máscara te protege Tu máscara me protege
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 Door een masker te dragen Mijn masker beschermt u Uw masker beschermt mij
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I will present you with a song by Leodra. The singer who graduated from a talent search event on one of the national private television stations has three new songs included in her debut album, Leodra. Her latest song, entitled Pesan Terakhir, even managed to beat the top chart of the solo single belonging to the international singer Lisa Blackpink. This can be seen from the top 100 charts of one of the music streaming services in Indonesia. Even though it was not released as a single and has no music video, this song has reached 554,000 views on YouTube as of July 19, 2021. The song Pesan Terakhir tells the story of a person who has to end a love story with her lover, even though there is still love in her heart. The song was released on July 15, 2021. Listener, here is Leodra with the song Pesan Terakhir. Happy listening.
Terima kasih.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
For me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.